Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
Of the Molina family of catchers, Vinji Molina.
Do you have a good Juan Uribe story?
I'm a big Uribe fan. I play with him. He's my teammate in the Giants uni. He loved to play freaking dominoes.
Hold everything. Here comes the manager, Juan Uribe.
I don't know what it is. He did not know how to read. He did not know how to write. I was writing his checks. I was taking him to the bank, and he didn't know how to sign a check or anything like that. Also, he did not know what his name was on the lineup, so I had to go out there many times and say, okay, you're hitting fifth. You see here? Uribe. You see that? That's you, man. You're playing third.
I want to hit his home tonight.
And he would laugh with me. He's a great freaking guy, man. A great teammate. He was always positive. Oh, man. But he was crazy, you know. Like, he likes to play games and be the joker. He was one of my favorite teammates for sure.
The whole world was worried about you this week. We just wanted to get you on TV so they know you were okay. Oh. You're okay everywhere. You're good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I know you're Chicago. I'm okay. You know, I'm bullying my hand, you know, and my trainer told me they don't have my side. You know, I can't do anything. You know, I have to play like that.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
We had such a great time talking with Vinji Molina. We were kind of counting down the days when the Cubs and the Cardinals were going to play again so that we could bring Benji back onto the show. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Benji, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's really a privilege. Thank you so much for giving me this chance, for having me in your show. We had so much fun last time. I mean, I told you guys, whenever you guys need a pinch hitter or something, man, I'm right here.
Well, the thing is like, there, we thought about it after you were done, and we were like, wait, we've barely scratched the surface of things that we could talk about with Benji. And one of the things that I realized, like, while reading the book, which, by the way, I loved it, man. It's so good, and I hope that they do green light this thing and turn it into a movie. Molina, the story of the father who raised an unlikely baseball dynasty. Pick it up. It's a quick read, and it's a lot of fun. We never asked you about 2005. Like, here in Chicago, we didn't ask you about the White Sox and the Angels series of 2005. And as I'm reading the book, I'm like, oh, yeah, we should have asked Benji about that. So what do you remember about 05 versus the White Sox?
You know what? There's only one play that is probably what people remember. 95% of people are going to remember, and it's that play where Josh Paul. He actually got it on the air, but it was no replays, right? So he looked like he hit the dirt because he got some dust out of the dirt. But he got it up in the air. But usually the catcher takes the ball and throw it to a fan. And he toss it back to the mound. And that's A.J. Pruszynski. It had to be him, and he started running the first, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? He struck out. So that's the biggest play that I remember, because after that, they won the game. I think it was a double or something happened, and they end up winning the game. So if we win that game, man, I really believe we go to the World Series and then face the Astros. I think that's what it was that year. And but that's the play that I really, really remember a lot.
So AJ is just trying to, like, do whatever he can to have an advantage. Were you going crazy? You're a catcher. You knew what happened. How much were you arguing? What was the dugout like when AJ does that?
You know what? It was an argument because, obviously, he caught it up in the air. It was a third strike and all that. But the argument was after, when we were telling Josh, like, what were you doing in that moment when you know you keep the ball just in case something happened? If the umpire calls it out, then you throw the ball away to the fence because that's what normally happens. Hmm. But he just tossed the ball to the mound like it was a strikeout, no big deal. But it was. He didn't do anything wrong other than just he should have kept the ball a little longer, right, I guess. But I didn't think the umpire was going to miss that, but we didn't have any replays at that time, so we had no chance. And they said, no, the ball hit the dirt. The ball hit the dirt, and he made it the first, and he made a difference on that series. And Chicago White Sox winning the World Series, too.
It's crazy, because that was your best year as a pro. If we look at wins above replacement, that was your best year. And you got, in reading the book, you're like, oh no, we thought for sure that we were going to win the World Series that year. And for it to end up being a part of a crazy play in the lore of AJ Pierzynski, I imagine that took a long time to get over because you guys were so loaded.
It was a long time because you, every time you have a team that couldn't make it to the World Series, you have a chance to win. It doesn't matter who you are. You make it to the World Series, you have a chance. And we understand that it's not easy, first of all, to make it to the World Series. It's not easy to win it. But at that moment, we felt like we had a really, really good team to make it to the World Series. And who knows? Who knows and end up winning it?
Benji Molina is with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. The timing is fortuitous, Benji, because your brother Yadi Molina is not just in St. Louis like for a fun and like a little ceremony or like to watch the game from a suite. He's in full uniform down on the field. Were you on the field with your brother like within the last hour or hour and a half? What's it like for him to be back with the Cardinals and be in uniform?
He was so nervous. He was so shy. He was one of those guys that got out with the uni and didn't know. It looked like he didn't know what he was doing. If he was, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like one of those rookies. But now he settled so good. He went straight to the bullpen and trying to help out Pozo, who was catching the bullpen out there. So he was doing good, man. Now he's hanging out with the guys. I haven't seen him because he went straight to the bullpen. I was up here trying to do the lineup, but I'm going to head down and probably say hi to him by the time he goes into the clubhouse. But he seems to be having fun. He has a lot of knowledge. So I hope and I pray that these catchers, at least the catchers, right? Because he was a good clutch hitter too, but at least the catchers pick up his brain and talk to him about things, or the pitchers pick his brain out, because he's only going to be here for two games, hopefully more later, right? But for now, it is so exciting just to see him out there and being out there in uniform and hanging out with the guys.
I gotta give respect to Oliver Marmol, the manager, for being cool with this, because like, there's a lot of Cardinals fans who I'm sure would say just have him stay and be the manager. But to my understanding, John Mozeliak went down to Ollie Marmol and said, "You cool with this?" And Ollie said, "Absolutely, let's do it." Good on him for that.
It is great for Ollie. Also, he can pick up his brain too, and Ollie's not worried about his job. So, I mean, this is an organization that have set their feet on one guy, and Ollie's their guy for now, and Ollie understands it. If you say no to having Yadi or Wayne or even Pujols if he shows up, if you say no, man, I mean, what are we doing, right? So it should be an easy decision for Ollie. He should be happy to have him out there. It's a chance for the kids to ask questions, to help out. Maybe it turns the season around for some kids. So, you know, Ollie has his job, and he shouldn't be worried about it. I think he should be happy that Yadi's out here right now.
I agree with you. It'll be interesting to see how all of this stuff plays out. When we talked to you last time, you were saying, yeah, you know, I think we're okay. When you were talking about the Cardinals, you're like, I think we're okay, but we're still missing some stuff. So here we are a couple months later, and the Cardinals are .500. Why do you think it hasn't quite clicked for them this season?
It is really hard to tell. I tell you, I think the starters had a struggle at the beginning, which pushes back a little. The bullpen had a little struggle also a little bit. It's really hard to tell because they play their butts off, man. They fight. They have a great heart out there. They don't give up on any day. They go out there and sometimes they go down four runs and before you know it, they're back at it. So it is really hard to pinpoint or point a finger something specific that went wrong to the guys that are playing right there, right, you know, in that middle, you know, like, how do you say that one, the 500 level for a bit. So they have great games with good teams. And then the teams that are they're supposed to be, they having trouble with, which that could push you back. It is really hard to pinpoint a reason for these guys to be struggling like this. They have a good team. They like each other. They go out there and battle together. They go out there and put good games on. And I mean, it's really hard to say one thing was going wrong.
When you were a player on a lot of good teams, sometimes teams would make big moves at the deadline, and you'd know the front office believed in you and gave you a shot. And sometimes they wouldn't. When you were on a team that didn't make deals, did that affect you? Have you been on teams where it affected you when you're like, oh, man, I don't think they believe in us too much, and then it starts to kind of come true that way? That ever happened to you in your career?
It did. It did many times, and we felt that way. We are a team first, right? So when you're playing for the name in the front of your jersey and you don't see any changes, it does affect you. It really does, because you start putting things in your head. You start putting things like what you were mentioning about not believing in ourselves. We need a couple pieces, and they didn't go and got it. And so now we're pushing back. So it is really hard for the team to come back from it. But at the same time, you have to turn the page on that, and you have to. You have to keep going strong. You have to keep going trying to win every day you can. There's no way. I mean, it affects you, but at the same time, man, you have to shut it down, because the baseball doesn't stop when that trade deadline come in. You trade people. The Cardinals traded like 3 or 4 guys out of their bullpen, but you have to still keep going. You have to tell yourself, stay strong and keep going hard.
Did you ever play as a team pissed off at a front office who didn't give you enough? Like, we'll show them we're good. Like, did it ever pivot like that for you?
No, I never. I can't remember a team that I was. And I was trying to remember when you were saying it, but I don't remember a team that I played that happened. And with the guys were mad. The guys were concentrating in what Bill Belichick says all the time. You do your job, right? If I'm a catcher, worry about the catching position. If you're a shortstop, worry about the shortstop. Don't care about what the first baseman is doing. Now the first baseman has to step up and do their job. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I was in many teams like that. A lot of teams were looking around, but we were worried about our position, and we did not mind what they were doing in the other ones. Hopefully they were doing their job too, so we'd have a good team, you know?
So as I was saying, Benji, like we left a lot on the table the last time, and we'll leave a lot on the table this time too, and I'm sure I have 50 more questions for you the next time you come on the show. But I need a radio-friendly Ozzie Guillen story.
You know what? It's not friendly.
Even better.
Ozzie could not hold himself up to make fun of my speed, man. Oh my gosh, man. I played the White Sox, and I wasn't even worried about no freaking Mark Burley or whoever the heck they had. I didn't care less who they were pitching or who they were playing on the field. I was worried about freaking Ozzie Guillen making fun of my speed, man. Hey, come in, third base. Come in. He might bunt. And I'm like, come on, man. Really? Just leave me alone, brother. So, I mean, it was hard, man. It was tough. But it was fun, man. That kid is fun. That Ozzie is super fun. I don't know how he is personally, because I don't know. I never played for him. So, but the guy said he was fun. He was fun. And then, those are the funny stories, man. They were always trying to make fun of how I run. They never saw the double that I got two RBIs. Never mentioned that one.
Send him a clip. Send him a clip, Benji.
You had three stolen bases in your career.
How about the cycle? They don't remember that one. But then they remember that I didn't make it a first on a swinging bunt. You know? What the hell? It was tough, man. He's a good dude.
Well, Benji, you're the best, man, and I absolutely love the book, and I recommend it to anyone who loves baseball. It's so great, and it's so emotional. Like, that's the last couple chapters, like, really got me in my feels. It's such a warm story of your baseball family and your baseball life, man. I appreciate you, and thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? We took very serious the fact that the kids out there are looking out on us and they're seeing us. We try to be a role model out there. We try to push the kids. We try to push the parents. That's what the book is about, pushing the parents. Take your time. Sacrifice your time for your kiddos. Don't hesitate to play catch. Don't hesitate to take them to the field and sacrifice that time for them. So that was what the book was more about, you know?
It's a great book, man, and we appreciate you. Have fun tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Heck yeah, guys. Thank you so much.